the better of it until the moment when Natanui put his knee into Aaron Sandilands' back. Sandilands went back with a fly to the footy, and Natanui had a full head of steam and planted his foot or knee right into Sandilands' ribs. He went straight to the ground. He got up very, very quickly. He wanted to portray good, positive body language, but he was hurting the big fella. And if you've just joined us, the news is not good for Aaron Sandilands and not good for Fremantle. He's gone off to hospital to have his ribs and, I guess, all of those organs looked at. Hopefully he'll be okay. But from the moment that Sandilands left the field, West Coast got themselves back into the contest. They were aided also by some very poor disposal from Fremantle. And I hate to say it, the usual culprits involved, including Michael Barlow, Lee Spurs coughed it up a few times, Tendai Mazungu as well, even Nat Fife, who gifted a goal to Eric McKenzie in that second quarter. It's a great contest, though. Fremantle stung, obviously, by poor performances over the last 2 weeks. Their intensity is back, their work rate is back, but just the longer that second quarter went on with Aaron Sandilands off the field, the more it looked like West Coast were getting on top. They certainly finished off that second quarter a lot better than Frio. This game is going to go down to the wire. I think Sandilands being off and obviously unlikely to come back onto the field, that could be the key moment in this match.